Dr. Gary Adams, President and Chief Executive Officer of the National Cotton Council, provides key highlights and takeaways from the organization's recent mid-year meeting. The Council's Board of Directors received updates on the upcoming Farm Bill that will begin in 2023, Cotton Bill packaging materials, and a joint cotton fungibility working group. Further, the board received an economic update, including the impact inflation will have on consumer textile spending and the status of the cotton crop across the U.S. and abroad. Adams noted that while there are certainly challenges, the council is working to address the issues facing the industry.
Our board of directors met earlier this month, and that's the time when we have an opportunity to come together and look at the issues facing the industry. A couple of the activities that we updated our board of directors on was some of the work that we're doing on bale packaging, continuing research that we have ongoing within the industry. Also continue to urge our industry leadership to be diligent in terms of our efforts to prevent contamination. Another activity that is being put together looks at what we refer to as fungibility within cotton bales. There's some options that we can look at to hopefully increase the substitutability of bales that have similar quality characteristics, perhaps can work to improve the flow of cotton into our marketing system. We also heard an update from our Washington office regarding the current political climate and expectations for reauthorization of the 2023 Farm Bill. And then the other area that we provided an update on was just the overall economic situation. The other issue that we're watching is obviously the development of the crop for 2022, but we're also watching closely some of the developments that are occurring in other countries, particularly what we've seen in Pakistan over the last couple of weeks. So certainly a lot of challenges facing the industry, but we certainly feel like we've got a good team at the National Cotton Council that's working to address those priorities for the U.S. cotton industry.